Checkpoint Week 2022 is coming. It's going to screen some of the best Czech and Czechoslovakian films, and it's going to be held at the Tel Aviv Cinematheque, then Jerusalem and Haifa as well. So it's coming again this year, and the festival will be opened by director Michal Nohel's latest film, Occupant, which actually won the Czech Film Critics Award for Best Film, Best Direction, etc., as well as three Czech Lions 22. And the film will be personally introduced by director Nohel himself here in Tel Aviv, and as well in Jerusalem and Haifa in coming days. And you know the name Occupation. This movie, it's a dark comedy, focuses on a Soviet soldier in Czechoslovakia. Yes. During the late 60s. As you know, in coming days, we're going to commemorate this dark part of our history, and not only Czechoslovakian, but the European one, when the Soviet army invaded Czechoslovakia in August 68. And this movie is based on an anecdote in which two men apparently found a drunken Russian soldier in a park in the late 60s, dragged him into a basement, and wearing Nazi uniforms, convinced him that World War II was not yet over. Yeah, it's going to be, as I said, a dark comedy, which reminds me Schweik,
the protagonist
of
good
the
soldier.
Czech, yes, that's really cool. Novel, the good soldier Schweik, and you know, the story of the uninvited guest, I would call it. It fits exactly into Schweik's mold. So it shows a little bit how we Czech work in extreme situation. So it's set in the era after the 68 Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia, right. And these days, this topic is unfortunately more than relevant.
It certainly is, you know, with the Ukraine war and Russia.
Yeah, invited another country. So yeah.
Let me ask you about if people are interested in going to see the festival, how do they find out information?
Actually, on our website as well, and on Facebook, social media, and of course, at those Cinematheque's websites and social media as well. And you can see that this year, we because we're commemorating one of the best and Oscar-winning director, Miloš Forman. So we commemorate the 90th anniversary of his birth. So the festival screened two of his films. It's Black Peter and The Fireman's Ball. So a movie he directed before he emigrated after again the Russian invasion in the 68 to United States.
Sounds interesting. You know, the Czech Republic, you're bringing a lot of cultural events to Israel. You have, understand, maybe a puppet theater coming here this week, and also art.
Are you absolutely right? There's going to be next week as well. So it's going to be really, really rich, I would say. Jerusalem International Puppet Festival. We're bringing one of the best puppet theater from the Czech Republic, Naiv Theater from Liberec. Mm-hmm. And it will feature special shows, projects, you know, the play, which is called Choo Choo Whistle Woo. It's about dogs and trains, and definitely Israeli children will love it. There will be six performances. So again, if you know, if you're interested, so next week Jerusalem International Puppet Festival, and yeah, you mentioned something from or about art.
Yes.
And I'm very, very proud, and because we're going together with my colleague from Slovak Cultural Institute Jerusalem. It's a new institute opened this year. And it's a great, great opportunity to collaborate, Czech and Slovak, you know, to bring our culture together. So there will be a big exhibition on contemporary art. It's about abstract art. The exhibition is called The Acid House. And we will bring two, you know, very well-known artists, Karol Štědrý from Czech Republic and Jan Vasilko from Slovakia. And so the exhibition will be really full of geometric abstraction and a playfulness of these two artists. And it's going to be open on September 1st, and this exhibition will be here till the beginning of next year. So it's going to be really big.
Robert, where is the exhibition?
It's going to be in the Slovak Institute in Jerusalem, which is next to the King David Hotel. It's a great address, actually.
Excellent.
There. So it's run right in the center of the Israeli capital.
Okay, Robert, always a pleasure talking to you and hearing all about the culture.
Thank you for the invitation. Have a good day.